Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
A superficial reading of the Psalms up to this point might give one the impression that they are very much the same. Hard times, constant harassment, soul trouble, longing for better days, anxious prayers for help, praising God anyway. Repeat. But the closer you look, the more the hard blows of life break through to transform what at first appear to be just lumps of common stone, causing rays of glory to appear. Jewels of a thousand hues are found everywhere. But when we turn the page to Psalm 45, no one would mistake it for just another sad song. No, sir. We aren't down in the mine shaft chipping away now. Look at those gems of truth and glory glistening from the king's crown and scepter. We're in the royal palace, and preparations are being made for a very special wedding. The psalm's title is complex. It is a song of lilies. The Hebrew is Shoshanim. See also Psalm 69 and 80. Perhaps an allusion to a springtime wedding, or to the psalmist's preferred tune. It is a song of learning, the Hebrew maskil, or contemplation, and there is much to consider here. But it is especially a song of loves. Although some of the details given may align with other kings of Judah, this is supremely a messianic psalm, in addition to being one of the royal psalms. How do we know? Verses 6 and 7 are directly applied to our Lord as God's rightful king in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The psalm can be divided by the characters featured in each section. We begin with a brief introduction to the writer himself, Psalm 45, verse 1. Then we have a formal description of the bridegroom king, verses 2 to 9. Following this, advice and accolades are given to the bride, verses 10 through 15. The conclusion, verses 16 and 17, promises the blessings of an enduring and beloved family.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.